We're up to Perikei Pasuk Beis. Ani Yishena V'Livi Er. I am asleep, but my heart is awake. Okay, Kol Dodi Doifek, the sound, the voice of my beloved is banging. Pishuli, and my Doidi is... Leave it. Kol Dodi Doifek Pisli, the call of my Dodi is banging. Pisli, and my Dodi is making a request. Open up for me. Achasi Rayosi Yoinasi Samosi. All of these very beautiful words. My sister, my beloved, my dove, my Tamosi. Four different terms to describe the nature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to describe Klal Yisrael. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, we were speaking. Kodesh Baruch Hu is at the front door. Shiroshi, my head is. Shiroshi. Shiroshi nimla tol. My roshi, my head is full of dew. Kibbutz Osiris Sisilela, the locks of my hair are full with the rain of the night. Okay, so we have over here a story. The story over here is Klal Yisrael is sleeping. And Klal Yisrael, they're in bed, they're lying in bed, they're sleeping. Even though they're sleeping, their heart is awake. And then suddenly there's a knock at the door. The knock at the door is the Chassan. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the door, and he's knocking, and he is asking his Kala, his beloved, to wake up. Wake up, come to the door. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses four words of endearment, Achosi, Rayosi, Yoinasi, Samosi. And Hashem says, come quickly because I'm all wet. I've been traveling a far distance to come meet you. My hair is wet with dew, and my head is here wet with dew, and the locks of my hair are drenched in rain. So in other words, I'm wet. It's pouring rain outside. Please open up the door so I can take shelter. I can clean myself. And we're going to see in Pasuk Gimel that the Kala, the beloved, says, sorry, I'm tired. I can't get out of bed. I'm wearing my pajamas. I took off my slippers. It's too difficult for me to come and wait and come to the door, open up. Go somewhere else. Go find a motel. Okay, let's take a look at the mitzudos. A lot of things going on here. Mitzudos pasuk beis ani yishanti. Ata chozra hachashuka lahashlim amorecha im hanaros. Now the chashuka, the isha chashuka, the object of the chosan's love, is now continuing to speak. And she's telling her friends, she's having a conversation with her friends, and she's telling her friends the following story. When the chosan heard her beautiful words and the intense desire that she has for her chosan, for her doid, sholach amorov lekalsa beoimro. So he responded. There's a continuous conversation taking place between him and her. After the Kal, the Isha, she expressed herself so beautifully and eloquently to her chassan. So the chassan, okay, very good. I let me reciprocate. Let me come to you. Sholach amar lekalsa ba'omro hinoch yofer ayosi v'chol inyan v'hi chashva machshava. She thought sheyavo el hagan l'sheves ima. And she thought, after she heard the beautiful words the previous parak of the chassan giving high praise to his kala, that the chassan will return immediately. He will come. Indeed, he says, I will come. Do not worry, I will come. So that was all part of the previous parak. In other words, over here, the previous parak, there was a hefsek. There was a dialogue between the chassan and the kala. Now that parak dalid is concluded, the dialogue is over. Now we're going back and we're telling us over here what happened in the very beginning. In other words, we, according to the Mesudos, the sequence of events is not in order. When the previous parak described a longing for the chassan to return, a conversation, a dialogue between the chassan and kala, each one expresses beautiful words of praise. All of this is in response to something terrible that happened in the past. We're trying to make it, we're trying to go back to the beginning. What happened in the beginning where there was a distance? Where do we find in the beginning of their relationship that there was a separation between the Chasan Kala, that it was necessary for Perek Dalet to come into play, for there to be a discussion, a conversation between the Chasan Kala, that they should get back together? So now what we're doing here in Perek is going back to what happened before Perek Dalet. We're telling this because there was a terrible event, there was a terrible story, a terrible tragedy that happened early on in the relationship where the Kala betrayed her Chasan. And that's why it was necessary for the entire Perek Dalet to tell us about the attempt to restore and to put the relationship back to where it was in the very beginning. And now we're returning to the story, the incident, the cause, Asher HaChashuk Nifrad Bimena, why the Chashuk, why the Chasan, why he distanced himself from the Kala, Kol Kachar Bimin Hazban, for such a long period of time, and why it was necessary for her to beg him to come back. And what happened? Let me tell you what happened years ago. The Amra, she says, Kasho Lachti Lishon, it was one time I went to sleep. Ve'adayin hoy libi er. I wasn't totally asleep, I was still partially awake. Ve'adayin hoy libi er. Ki lo nishtak. I did not yet fall into a deep slumber. Shamati kol dodin doikei shal hadelas. I was lying in my bed. I was not fully asleep. I heard a knock at the door. V'choy omar, and the words were as follows: Pishu li hadelas at achesi rayosi hadvuka bi kiyoina. You please open up the door, my sister, an expression of love. Rayosi, my beloved. Hadvukali, you cleave to me like a yona. A yona, we discussed many times, has the nature that it does not abandon its spouse, its benzuk. It is devoted to its zuk. And if the zuk disappears or dies, the nature of the yona is it will never take a replacement for its zuk. Hatimima, who is a ben zuga hatmim, which is pure ba'ahava ba'ahava, so elide in your devotion and your love to me, shiroishi nimlotal kisar roishi, the hair of my head is nimlo nimole min hatal shayorad olai, it's filled with dew that has descended upon me, v'yaketzvi hakutzos, and the locks of my hair nismalu mizilufa hagishamim, is filled with the pouring of rain, shayardu belayl, which came down at night. Ucha oimer, and what all of this means to say over here is, mahari, quickly, pischi, open up, ki meitzer ani b'omdi chutza, I am in a state of distress. I am in pain. I'm soaking wet. I'm shivering. It's cold outside. Ba'avur retiva satal v'hamotar shayardu lai, due to the wetness of the tal and the rain that has descended upon me. Period. V'hanim shal hukis. Now that we basically know the basic idea of what's taking place over here, what is the nimshol? What's the message? Hu loymar, ka'asher yoshavti b'goyle b'bovel ha'yi sinoyash min ha'go'ula. Klal Yishol says that when we were in Galus, when we were in Bovel, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, we gave up. We were there for 70 years in Bavel. We were noyash min hagula. We did not believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would return His Shechina upon us. Aval habachurim shebi. However, there were some young men within me. Who are the young men that we are referring to? Ki Doniel v'chaverav, like Doniel and Chagai Zechariah Doniel and Chagai. Who are the other young men? What? Mishai and Zechariah and Malachi. Okay, so but the Bachurim Shabi Kidonil v'Chaverav and this young man, Hayu Mitzapim Aleha. They yearned for the Geula. The Chashu Esakeit, and they made the calculations. Hanemar b'pi Yirmiya, as Yirmiya, we find this conversation in the Sefer Yirmiya. V'hinei hamokim baruch hu bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hei ruach ha-koresh l'shalchem chavshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he inspired Koresh to let them free, to let the Jewish people go free. He gave them permission to return to Eretz Yisrael. L'man lo yichulul ot shmo bein ha-goyim, that Hashem's name should no longer be profaned among the Goyim. Loimar, Am Hashem Eile, These are the people from the nation of Hashem, who may Arzo Yotsu Mibli Yecholas Lahamidam Bi Arzo, and from his land they went forth. They went forth from the land of Bavel because he does not have permission to restrain them in the land. So let's review outside what the Mitzvah says, quite a bit of information. Let's just review outside. The Mitzvah Sevir is telling us that the purpose of this Pasuk here, in the beginning of Pasuk Beis, is now going back to an incident that before Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, primarily, you have to remember, the Parakim, there are no Parakim breaks in Chazal. These Parakim breaks were injected from non-Jewish sources. It's not according to, it would appear that according to Chazal, if you want to make a new chapter break, it should start with Pasuk Beis, not with Pasuk Aleph. But the basic gist over here is that pretty much in Perek Dalet, there was a conversation, an exchange of expressions of love between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. These exchange of expressions were appeasement, were meant to restore a failed relationship. Now, here in Perek Hei Pasuk Beis, we are going back to explain where the relationship failed. What is the backdrop? What is the story behind the failed relationship that it was necessary for there to be this makeup, this exchange of expressions in Perek Dalet? And we're telling us the story was that Klal Yisrael, basically, we gave up hope. We gave up hope that Mashiach will ever come. We were exiled after the Bayis Rishon. We were in Baal for 70 years. We were compared to a woman who is lying on her bed and is asleep, is half asleep, and basically the day is over, there's nothing more to do, I give up. And suddenly there's a knock on the door. Who's knocking on the door? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael doesn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be willing to redeem us. The only ones that picked up on the signs of Geula were Yechidim, which was Daniel v'Chaverav, and they picked up and they understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to redeem us, and Hashem was redeeming us through Koresh, who gave permission to Klal Yisrael to go back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, only 5% of the Jewish population took up the call of Koresh and returned to Eretz Yisrael. There are recent studies that basically the same number of people in Klal Yisrael made Aliyah when the state of Israel was established after World War II, and when Eretz Yisrael was established, so there was now an opportunity. It's equivalent to Koresh giving forth the call that you can come back to Eretz Yisrael. And how many returned? Only 5%. 5%. What? No, so they say only 5% of the Jewish population at that time. Maybe now the numbers are 600,000 and how many Jews were there in 1948? How many Jews? Now there are approximately 18 million Jews now in the world. That's
no. Then no, 18 million.
Now they say
13 million.
In the world.
Right. In the world. In the world. In the world. No, that's what they say now. 18 million, no?
18.
Yeah. No.
But then
yeah.
18 before the war. Before the war. The 6 were killed.
So they say now that for the very first time we're reaching the number, if we have already surpassed, that it was 70 years ago. 70 years. Last year there was new statistics. New statistics that we, at this moment, this kufa, no one, you can't, it's very hard to calculate exactly, but we're reaching the point now where we are restored the number of Jews there were before World War II. We're at that point where we have come back. We've rebounded. We've what?
Of course, the definition is, very loose.
Okay, let's go for it. It's over here. So this is the point. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi Pasik, Beis. Ani Yishena, I am asleep. Kishayisi Shalva, when I was in a state of Shalva, Vishok, Ushe Ketas, Ushketa, quiet, serenity, Bibayis Risha. During the time of the Bayis Rishon, and I ashti me avoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave up. I no longer served Hashem. Ki yishena, like a person who's sleeping, vid nirdemes, and a person who is in a deep slumber. So right away we see that according to Rashi, Rashi is learning not differently than the parish of the Mitzudos David. Rashi says that during the Tkufa, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we began to backslide. We began to take the Beis HaMikdash for granted. We no longer served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with intensity. It was mitzvahs, anoshim, milimuda. It was done by rote. Again, this is not like the parish of the Mitzudos David, because according to the parish of the Mitzudos David, when the pasuk here says that we were asleep, this refers right to the time of Galus. That during the time of Galus, we gave up that there ever would be a Geula. According to Rashi, we're not yet holding at the time of Galus. We're still holding to the time when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and we're making mention that we're not serious about serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Libi air, my heart is awake. Rashi here is drawing from a Medrash, it's not the same interpretation. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awake. Kodesh Baruch Hu was demanding. So according to the parish of Rashi, over here you have to break the pasuk up into two parts. Ani Yishena, Klal Yisrael is asleep. We're asleep at the switch. But V'libi Er, Hashem says, but I'm not asleep. I'm awake. I'm awake and I'm angry. I'm upset. When I come over here to the Beis HaKnesses to see where are the people and everyone's sleeping, Hashem says, this is not a good situation. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring the Churban. HaKakach Nidrash Bipsikta. That's how this pasuk is interpreted in the Medrash. We break up the first part from the second part. Klal Yisrael is asleep, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awake. Next, V'libi Er, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awake. Hu Tzur Levavi V'chelek V'chelki. Hashem is the rock of my heart. He is the portion of V'chelki. Or Lishamreini, he is awake to guard me, Ulehetivli, and to do good to me. So here Rashi is telling us that we can interpret this in a positive note. Even though we are asleep, even though we don't know what's going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awake. He is our guardian. Shomer Yisrael, Shemar She'eris Yisrael. When a person is asleep, you need someone to protect you. So even though we are asleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. It's a very beautiful expression according to this Medrash that Rashi is drawing from. Next, Kol Dodi Dofek. Mashrash Shechinase Al HaNavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is banging. Where do we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking on the door? Through the medium of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are the ones that are relaying Kadosh Baruch Hu's message. They are the ones that are serving as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouthpiece. They are knocking on the door, awakening us that if you don't get serious about serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will bring the Churban. Mashresh Chinasei al Hanevi'im v'mazir al Yideim hashkem v'shaloach. Hashem is warning us through the Nevi'im early in the morning and is continuously sending new messengers. Pischuli, Hashem says, open up the door for me. Al tigrumuli, do not cause me she'estalek me'olecha, that I should remove the shechina, I should bring the churban. Next words of Rashi, she'roishi nimlotal, my head is filled with dew. What does this mean? Loshen adam shabba b'layla. So the mashal is a person that comes in the middle of the night. Night is the time of tal. When the dew descends, doifek, he bangs, al pesach oihav oso, on the door of his beloved, on his friend's door. Oimer Cain, Hashem says so, b'shvil chiboscha basi b'layla. I've come here because I love you. I've risked my life. I've taken great, I've exerted myself to come and travel to you even in the middle of the night when it's not a good time to travel, when it's wet outside. Oimer Cain, Hashem says so, b'shvil chiboscha, due to the love I have for you, basi b'layla, I came at night, b'eis hatal, during the time when there's tal, oyag Hashem, period. The hadugma, what is the message? Sheroishi nimole tal, my head is full of tal, shani mole rotzon. Tal here, according to Rashi, means will. Tal is a code word for rotzon, goodwill. The mole rotzon, the nachas ruach, and have a different expression of goodwill. Who is this referring to? Avraham Avicha, in the merit of Avraham Avicha, she'avru olai ma'asav kital, because his words, his deeds were sweet to me like tal. Bo ilech, I come to you, ton brochis. Ushlemus, ush, 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 brachos, v'shilvas. And the payment of good reward if you will return to me. Period. Kivutz of sai. The locks of my hair are wet from resise laila. Resise means rain. It's a fancy word for rain. Kivutz of sai resise laila. Af biyodi, my hands harbe kivitzo. So according to the Parish of Rashi, the word kivutzo sai is a code word for a kivutzo. Kivutzo, normally a kivutzo spelled with a base. Okay, this is not so uncommon, where for the purpose of Jush, we can interchange a vav for a base. A vav and a base are very similar. Think about it, a vav and a vav, they're both very similar. I come with a collection, with a bundle of mine puranus, a bundle of punishment, the para to punish those who abandon me and those who anger me. Tal hu losho nachas, and Rashi is going back. When it says tal, it means I come over here with goodwill. I come here with goodwill, and I want to give you reward if you'll do my mitzvos. But if you don't do my mitzvos, you want to misbehave, then watch out. I'm going to punish you. I have in my possession all different forms of punishment that I'll bring down upon you. Well, then Rashi phrase concludes, what?
You know that phrase, kavutos of resise loilo, is found in Anim's Miros.
Right, correct. Right, kavutos sai. So here means a collection of punishment, and that's why it's called laila, because laila is golos, the rain of the night. The rain of night means in dark times. In dark times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends forth punishment. Next, resise. What does it mean, resise loila? So Rashi translates gishme laila. The word resise means rain. Shehein torach ve'ayefos. It's troublesome. When you travel in the middle of the night and your head gets all wet, resise tagum shel revivim. The word resise, Rashi says, is an Aramaic word. It is a translation of revivim. There is, revivim means showers. Showers of water. Ucherivivim ale esef. It says in Parshas Hazinu, like showers upon grass. The Targum Onkelos translates it, ucherisise milikusha. Resise means showers milikusha.
The word malkosh.
Malk of early rains. Yoyre, late rains. Yoyre means early rains. Malkosh is late rains. Showers of rain. Revivim, so you see the word resise means a shower of the late rain. Koitzos, then Rashi tells what is the literal meaning of the word koitzos, kivutzosos. The literal meaning is, hein devukes so'arois harosh hamiduvokim yachat. Lacks of hair. When a collection of hair gets stuck together, shakarn, it's called kilo cinch, whatever that word is, an old French word. Lufisha ochas hamikra beloshon talamotar. Since the pasuk is using the word talamotar, ochas beloshon roish ukitzutzois. Since we're focusing here upon talamotar, that's why we're focusing on the person's head and the person's locks of hair, because these are the things which typically get wet when you walk in the rain.
Shederach. Sorry, the first part of that word means rain in French.
Okay.
Rain. I don't know what the second part.
Okay, but we're focusing over here on rational. It must be a different word, because we're focusing over here on locks. We're not focusing over here on here. We're not, that part of the Rashi is coming, so it means locks of here. It is normal that when you travel at night, your hair gets drenched in the tal and in the rain.
I know what it is.
Okay, now, okay, so that's Rashi's first interpretation. Okay, let's just finish with the Rashi and we'll explain everything outside again. The Yesh Ulfarish, if you want, you can also learn the pasuk, not that Kivutz Osiris Sisalila is a negative, Hashem is going to punish us, but you can interpret it in the positive form as well. Shneim L'toiva, both for good. Sechar Mitzvois, Kalois, Hanochois lehe osos kital. Hashem will reward us for the easy mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs which are easy to do, and usuchor, and the reward for mitzvahs chamurois, the difficult mitzvahs, hakoshois, which are difficult, kitorach resisei loyal. Okay, so let's review outside what this pasuk is doing according to Rashi. Rashi is very different than the mitzvahs. Rashi over here is telling us that the context, the time period that this pasuk is addressing is the time of the bayis rishon, during the later half of the bayis rishon, when klal yisrael is considered to be ani yishena, when klal yisrael is asleep. We are asleep at the switch. We're not nizar in serving Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash according to what Hashem demands of us. We are doing things mitzvahs anasham milimuda. And the pasuk goes on to say, according to Rashi, Rashi cites ani yishena v'libi ar. Hashem says, I'm still awake, even though you're sleeping. I'm still protecting you. I'm still guarding you from your enemies. Really, you're not doing the mitzvahs. You should be punished. You should be attacked by all of your enemies. But Hashem says, I'm going easy on you. You may be asleep, but I'm awake, I'm protecting you. But it's not going to last like this forever. I'm sending my prophets to warn you, to wake up. Kol dodi doifek. Hashem is banging on the door. Through whom? Through the Nevi'im, through the prophets. And Hashem is saying, pischuli, open up your hearts. Allow me to enter. We all know the famous Chazal, pischuli pesach shel nachat, v'ani eftach lechem ki pischuli shel ulam. If you'll only open up for Hashem a small opening the size of a needle, Hashem will go and will open up your hearts like the opening of the ulam, the Beis Hamikdash, the grand entrance, which was extremely wide.
So it's connected to the idea of tshuva and Rosh Hashanah and shofar.
Pischuli achosi, four expressions, achosi, rayosi, yonosi, samosi. Rashi is silent. Rashi doesn't really explain the significance of these four expressions, the Mitzudos did. And then Rashi over here says, Shiroishi nimlo tal kibutz osai risi seloilo. According to Rashi, this means that I'm ready to give you reward and punishment. Reward, according to Rashi, first interpretation, the tal is reward. Why? In whose merit? In the merit of Avraham Avinu, whose deeds were sweet before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Tal. But watch out, if you don't want to behave, then I'm going to bring down upon you the kibbutz osai, the locks of my hair are filled with the resitzei loyla, ready to pour down upon you are showers of punishment for not doing the mitzvahs. And then on the Rashi's second interpretation says that both can be reward. Do tshuva. Go and wake up. Wake up and let me into your heart so that I can give you reward for the mitzvahs kalos, which is compared to the Rashi nimlotal, and if it'll give you reward for the difficult mitzvahs, which will be compared to kivutz osai, the rain, the water that is found on the resisei loyla, which is nighttime. It's a more powerful type of rain, which is a reference to the reward for the difficult mitzvahs. Okay, let's
There are four terms of endearment.
A connected al malchios.
Yes.
Ah.
It's found in Esther Rambam. They're describing Klal Yisrael in their
four states.
In their.
So Achosi is what? That's Bavel Modai? That's Bavel. Bavel. Okay, Bavel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why is Bavel called Achosi? You have any explanation?
Because there, Klal Yisrael called a sister to Hashem in the exile. It was a reference to that.
To Bavel. Okay.
Especially the first time after the traumatic experience of the first Golos.
Okay, Rayosi is Paras Umodai.
Umodai, because Klal Yisrael reaffirmed the accepting the Torah, Me'ahavo.
Okay, Yoinasi is Yavon.
Because we still had the Beis Hamikdash and we were still offering
sacrifices.
Right.
And Tamosi is Edoim.
Right.
Very interesting. Four expressions of endearment connected the loyalty of Klal Yisrael.
Maybe don't read it as Tamosi, but Tomosi, reference to the twins.
that,
yeah.
That Yaakov and Esav.
Very interesting. Okay, very good. Okay, beautiful. Four expressions corresponding to our loyalty to Hashem and the Da'al Malchus. Okay, before we see the Targum, there's another Jewish I came across that says, we have here, Roishi and Kivutz Osai. Okay, Roishi corresponds to the two forms of Geula, Be'ita and Achishena. If we bring the Geula, Be'ita, Achishena, before its time, it means Roshi. Rosh means it comes in advance. Rosh is in the beginning. Means it will come before its time. Then we will merit to a Geula Nimla Tal. It will be delicious and gentle like dew. Dew is very gentle. You don't even know that there is moisture descending to the world. You live on a farm, right? You live out in the Catskills, so you wake up here in the city. There's no dew. Doesn't even exist in the city. There's dew maybe in the spring. Sometimes you can touch the grass.
You see it on your cars.
You do see it, yes, sometimes. Okay, but you go in the country. That's you really. It's very delicate. It's very pleasant. It's not threatening. If Roshi, if we will merit to bring the Geula in the category of Roshi, meaning ahead of its time, then it will be Nimla Tal. But unfortunately, if we delay and Kivutz Osai, which comes from the word Kates, at the very end, we don't bring the Geula before its time, we let the Geula come at the Kates Hayamin at the end of days, then it's going to be Resisei Laila. Hashem will just come down upon us and bring the Geula with force. And that's not going to be pleasant. Just like when you're outdoors in the middle of the night and it's pouring rain, it's not a very pleasant experience. The Kates Hayamin of Mashiach is going to be something that's going to be painful to adjust to. Kivutz Osai Resisei Laila. We have to merit that the Megula will come Roishi Nimla Tal, should come before its time, so there should be a degree of pleasantness in the coming of Mashiach. Okay, the Targum obviously has a whole different interpretation of this Pasuk. Let's see Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, the Targum begins. It's a very long Targum. And there are some very mystical things which I don't know what it means, and you'll have to help me. Basar kol piskamayo ilein, after all of these events, after all of the events that the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the Beis HaMikdash, what happened? It says, Chavu Amo Beis Yisrael, Klal Yisrael sinned. Umesar Hashem Yoson Biyad Nebuchadnezzar Malko de Bavel. Hashem delivered the Jewish people in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar Melch Bavel, Vayvel Yoson Bigolusa, and he brought them. He transferred them. He delivered them into Golus. Vahavo Domin Bigolusa. What was Klal Yisrael comparable to in the time of Golus? We were comparable kigvar domech dolo yechil leit ora mishinte, like a person who's sleeping and can't awake from his slumber. So all that was introduction of ani yishena v'libi er. Here we are, the Nebuchadnezzar brought us to Golis, and we are asleep. We are sleeping, and we can't wake up, and we can't now. Even though he does not. What's interesting over here is the Targum seems to completely ignore the Libi air.
No, he had a fever and he couldn't wake up. He was, going in and out of consciousness.
The law that's sleeping, Ani Yeshena.
But he says, Kigavar Dimka. What does Dimka mean?
It's asleep. Like a person who is asleep. Like a man, Domech. Domech means asleep. We are in Golus like a person who's sleeping. The law yachil leit ora mi shinte, that cannot awake from his slumber. So where in the world does the Targum translate the word v'libi er? He translates very nicely ani yishena, and he gives us a very elaborate introduction that this all came about when we first went to Golus after we did not listen to Hashem's mitzvos and we were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar and we're in Golus, and in Golus we're asleep, and he ignores here what it means ani v'libi er. He just then goes on to say, Kol Dodi Dofek. Let's see. I don't know. Something is missing here. Then what happens next? Next it says, V'kol Ruach Dekutcha Mazhara Lohon Al Yad Neviyayah. And the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us through the prophets. So maybe you want to suggest V'libi er kol dodi dofek. You want to say that's all nichol and kol dodi dofek. The voice of my beloved is banging on the door, and the voice of the prophets banging on the door through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart is awake, possibly, because we learned in Rashi that V'libi er is a reference to Hashem. According to Rashi, according to the Medrash, Ani Yishena is Klal Yisrael. The Libi Er has Hashem is speaking. Rashi interpreted that on a very positive note. Hashem is still protecting us in Golos. Even though in Golos we're not doing Hashem's Ratzon, we're asleep, Hashem is still there to protect us. Shemer Yisrael, Shemar She'eris Yisrael. Maybe according to the Targum, the Libi Er means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is disturbed that we are complacent in Golus. Hashem's heart is awake. He's yearning, and once he yearns, he sends messengers. The messengers are the prophets. He does so kol dodi dofek. V'hava hava oira yoshon midemuch lipon. So maybe that's what it means. V'libier. That's what it means over here. And he awakens us. You have to read it backwards. According to Targum, it would possibly mean kol dodi dofek. That's the Nadim. And when the Nadim are the fake, the goal is to awaken us from the sleeping of our heart. V'havos oira yoshon midemuch lipon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waking us through the prophets from our sleep through the prophets. Period. Now, what does Hashem say? He raises his voice and he says as follows. It says, Hadari bisyufta, do teshuva. Pesachi pumich uvi. Open up your mouth and pray. Oh, do teshuva. Open your mouth and pray to Hashem. Vishabachi li, and praise me. Three things. Do teshuva, pray, and give shira vehoida, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achosi, my sister, Rechimsi, my beloved, Kenishta di Yisrael, the Jewish people, Dim Sila Liyonsa Bish Limus Uvodayich, who is compared to a Yoina in your perfect ways. Arumikos, now here we come. Now here is a very interesting an idea from the Targum. Sa'ar Reishi Ismali Min Dim Asich. The hair of my head is filled with your tears. Where do you ever have such a reference to this in Chazal? That Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that there's a Chazal that Ein La Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Olamoy Ela Oitzer Shel Demos. Demos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he guards the tears. He guards the tears in Shemayim.
Nothing is closed from Shari Demos.
Shari Demos Loin In Alu. The Shari Demos were never closed. Some say that refers to the Ezras Noshen. A shul has to have an Ezras Noshen, because women have a koyach of crying. Men are.
So when the shul is closed, the Ezras Noshen is always on. You can't get into the shul, but you go up to Ezras Noshen.
Ezras Noshen is called the Shari Demos, because women cry. Women have a nature, that's their nature, to easily come to tears. So here it says, Ismali min dim asich. So here, kigvar, like a person, disare she mitztaba, is wet. Mithala dishmaya, like a person whose hair is wet from the dew of heaven. Vitzitzis nizre, and locks of my hair, like a nozir. A nozir is someone who has long hair. The tzitzis means the extension of his long hair. Ismili is filled min tipei einayich, from the tears of your eyes. This poetic repetition. The poetic repetition, kegvar, like a person, ditzitzitz nizrohi, like the locks of his hair, molyon is filled, mitipei mitra, with drops of rain, dinochasin bililya. So here we have an amazing targum that tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it parallels what it says in the Gemara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in his world an oitzar of tears, Jewish tears. And those Jewish tears is not just in a container. The place where Kadosh Baruch Hu puts those tears is on his head. His head is wet with two different types of tears. The tears that are called tal, and tears that are compared to geshem. In other words, what's the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He senses the tears. It's not something he has to look at. It's something which he can feel. Hashem feels the pain of the Jewish people. It's a very deep, deep idea. When you're all wet, you feel it. You feel, you sense it. Hashem senses the tsar of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so to review this pasuk, the targum over here is learning over here that we're dealing over here with the time of the Churban. Time of the Churban is similar. He's learning the targum is more similar to the parish of the Mitsudos than it is to the parish of Rashi. Because according to Rashi, we're dealing over here with the time when the Bayis Rishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning us that he does not want to bring the Churban, we should shape up to prevent the Churban. But according to the targum, we're dealing with already after the Churban took place. And we are in Golos. But it's not like the Mitsudos that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, wake up, And I'll redeem you. Targum is telling us that really it is the same. According to Tzudas, it's just saying that we gave up hope. We gave up hope. According to the parish of Targum, Hashem is telling us, don't give us hope. Don't give us hope. Just do tshuva, be mispalel to me, be mispalel to me, and do tshuva and praise me, and I will take your tears and I will put it on my head as a constant reminder of your pain, and I will bring the geula. Let's go to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel now describes the Klal Yisrael's response. We're going to have to understand Hashem's our response relative to the three different interpretations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel is directly relates. There's a correlation between Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Beis. Poshatati es kutanti. Klal Yisrael responds to Hashem. I hear you knocking, but sorry, buddy. I can't let you in. Poshatati es kutanti. I took off my kutanti. I took off my cloak. Echocha el boshena. How can I put on my robe? Once I've taken off my robe, it's too late for me to put my robe back on. Rechatzti es raglai. I have washed my feet. Echocha atanfeim. How can I soil them once again? We have to remember in ancient times, they had dirt floors. Once you take off your shoes and you walk on the floor, your feet are going to get dirty all over again. Okay, now let's see the parish of the Mitsudos. Tavit Pasuk Gimel. We're continuing our story. We're coming to explain where we went wrong. Behold, I've taken off my cloak, like a person that goes to sleep. They sleep without clothing. If I'm not wearing clothing underneath my covers, how do you expect me to get out of the covers and open up the door? I'm not insane. I'm not going to walk around. I'm not going to walk around the house without any clothing. And I can't put my clothing back on to open up the door. Why not? It's too difficult. I'm tired. I took off my clothing. I'm not going to go get dressed all over again just for you. I've already washed my feet before I got on my bed. How can I dirty my feet by walking on the floor? To open the door. Period. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. What is the Nimshal? The Nimshal Hu Lomar, Hinei Nisatzalti La'Lois Lirushalayim. I was lazy. We were living in Golos for 70 years. Koiresh gave us permission to return to Eretz Yisrael. I got used to Golos. I got used to Bavel. I was lazy. I did not want to return. Lefisha Kvar Nisiyashavti B'Bavel. I was already living comfortably in Bavel. V'hoysa Eretz Ahi Areva Olai. Golos was delicious. It was pleasant to live in Golos. V'loi Ratzisi L'Torah L'Torah. I did not want to come and return to Eretz Yisrael. This is the parish of the Mitsudos. Very powerful Musa. Okay, let's see the parish of Rashi. Rashi, Pashati es kutanti kolome kvar lamati la'atzmi drachim achedim lo'ucha loshu v'lecha od. Okay, we have to remember, according to Rashi, we're dealing with you during the time of the Bayis Rishai. And we're dealing with during a time of complacency, a time of mitzvahs anashim milimuda. And like the Shparuch is warning us through the Nevi'im, if you don't shape up, I'm going to bring the Churban. And Klal Yisrael has a cold response to the Nevi'im. They tell the Nevi'im, you're out of your mind. Hashem is not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And leave leave us alone. And don't try to change us. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Or I've already accustomed myself to doing different things, and it's too late to do. We've already ceased from offering sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shayu hadrachim ha'ele yisharim de'eneihem. It was already easy for the Jewish people to worship idols. Ulashon pashati eskutati. What is this? What are these expressions? I've taken off my cloak. Rechatzti esraglei. I've already washed my feet. Lashon teshuvas ha'isha haman efes. It's referring to a woman, an adulteress, her response to her husband. She'ena reitzel lifteich lebala hadelas. When the adulteress is lying at home and her husband returns, she does not want to open up the door for her husband. Lefi shapirit. Lefi shapasach akasa b'loshon ani yishena v'kol. Since this pasuk is directly a continuation of pasuk base. Since the previous pasuk says ani yishena, I'm asleep, kol dodi dofek, that's why here sim b'loshon teshuva. Therefore, we respond with the corresponding response. Hanefelus aloshon dofek aladelus, in response to a person's banging on the door. Be'es mishkov hashena b'layel, when a person is comfortably sleeping at night. Targum pasuk gimel. Targum says anas kinishta di Yisrael kol kovel niviyaya. Targum is following his interpretation. We're dealing over here with time with Golos. We're already in Golos. And in Golos, there are still some prophets. Zechariah, Malachi, who are the three prophets? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Daniel. They're giving Klal Yisrael Musar. And how did we respond to them? We responded, Hokvar atid, Adisi mini near Pikodi. I have already broken off from me the yoke of mitzvos. Atidisi means to cast off. Mini from me near is a yoke. You have that word pretty often in Targum. The yoke of Pikodi, that's simple commandments. I have already removed from myself the old Malchus Shamayim, and therefore it's too late for me to do tshuva. Ufilachis lito avos amemaya. I have already worshipped idols. Vechdein yis yivyon li apin lim hadar livosei. How could I possibly want? How could I even face Hashem? How can I turn my face to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point in time? So the Navi says it's not too late. It's never too late. Asev lohon mori alma. Hashem responds. Al yad nivyah for the prophets. Af ano. Hashem. Now here's what's scary. Now it is Hashem is saying you're right. It's too late. Now this is very interesting. Targum. Hashem says you know you're right. You're right. You have abandoned me. So you know what? I will abandon you. And what does Hashem say? It's a very novel interpretation of the pasuk. V'af ano. Hashem says, I also hokvar salekish shechinti mibinayich. Hashem says, I have also removed my shechina from among you. V'echdein ahadar, and how could it come back to you? Hashem is the speaker of this pasuk. The at avadet uvdin bishin, you have done terrible things. V'ano kadeshis yos raglai mise'oiv stich, I have cleansed my feet from your filth, Hashem says.
We have an expression, washed my hands of something.
Hashem is saying this. V'echdein atan nefinun b'nei amamaya, how can I go and I dirty myself among the nations, b'uvodayich b'shayeth, through your terrible deeds. So it's a shocking interpretation of this pasuk. The one that's speaking over here is Hashem. Pasuk Gimel over here is Hashem says, you know what? Hashem says, you know, you don't want to do tshuva, you don't want to open up the door for me, so you know what? Good riddance. Pashati es kutanti, I have removed my shechina. Kutanti over here means my cloak. The cloak here refers to Hashem's shechina. I have removed it from upon the Jewish people. Echocha Elboshena, I will no longer, how can I wear my cloak, restore the Shechina upon Klal Yisrael. Rechatzi esraglai, Hashem says, I've cleansed my feet from your filth. Echoch atanfim, how can I continue to allow my Shechina, the Hadoim Raglov, my footstool, the Beis Hamikdash, to be filthied in this world with the Jewish people who have adopted the Avodah Zorah of the Umos Olam. So in other words, Rabbi Gof, according to Targum, is the only one that's going to save us is going to be the middleman, is the Navi. It's an amazing what he's leading up to, something very, very, very amazing. Over here in the middle, we have both parties are not interested. It's like a marriage that turns sour. The woman doesn't want to stay married to the husband, and the husband, so it's mutual. Right, it's mutual. So who's going to save the marriage? The marriage counselor. The marriage counselor has to now rebuild the marriage. Who is the marriage counselor in this situation? According to the parish of the Targum, the Nevi'im, the prophets. The prophets, they're dealing over here with two partners, and both partners want out. Hashem wants out, and the Kala wants out. The Kaal is Pasig Beis. Kaal is Pasig Beis. Ani Yeshenev Libi Yerkol. Did they think basically that's Chasir Asi Yerasi Tamasi? Shoresh Nimotal. Kibbutz Osiris Sisei Loila. But she's Yeshena. Ani Yeshena. She's sleeping. Klal Yisrael is not interested. So Hashem says, you're not interested? Okay, I'm also not interested. Pashati eskutati echoch el boshene rechatzi esrei echoch etanfeim. Hashem says, I'm also not interested. Okay, again, the Targum again is very different than the parish of Rashi and the Mitzudos, who learn that Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel is a continuation of Pasuk Beis. Okay, let's now go to the...
Now if, are you successful?
Yeah, well, we're still in the process, right? They will be successful.
If they were successful, we wouldn't need to be laying the Haftorah from them.
So they fail.
No, they're successful. It's a work in process. Very good.
Today, so where's the work in process?
Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is around the corner. Mashiach is around the corner. Okay, now there's another very beautiful medrash. It says, "Echocha poshati es kutanti." What is the kutanti that we're referring to? So it says this in the Lekachta. Lekachta is not a full-fledged medrash, but it says, "I've taken off the garments." Meaning Hashem, I've removed, Klal Yisrael says, we've sinned, we have abandoned Hashem, we've removed three garments. The garments of the Melech, the garment of the Kohanim, and the garments of the Nevi'im. Which seems to imply that when we know there's something called building Malchus, I mean that's all about the Purim. Right, like Mordechai Yosef Lufnei HaMelech Belavush Malchus. We know there's something called Bigdei Malchus, and we certainly know there's something called Bigdei Kohuna, L'chaver L'sefares. But did you ever hear this special clothing that were worn by prophets?
I think it refers to the institutions, the institution of the Malchus, the institution.
Okay, but it's here. Enochah, but I'll read you the words of Lekach Toiv. Lekach Toiv. Here it says Kifar Poshadti. What?
The Kohuna had special begotten, the Navi did not.
So as I'm telling you, so what the Lekach Toiv says that it did. Levush. Okay. Well, let me read what it says over here. Let me read what it says. Kovar kivar in nowhere. That's what's so shocking. What about the Levim? Did the Levim wear special clothing? Did the Levim wear special clothing? Rav Soloveitchik was a Levi. Does not say anywhere in the Torah that the Levim wore special clothing.
We know they didn't wear shoes. We know they didn't wear yarmulkes. We know that they had to wear pants or underwear.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't make sense that they didn't have a shirt.
Did they have special clothing when they did their...
I'm talking in the Beis HaMikdash.
But did they have special...
They must have had a
special uniform? A special uniform? Kahanim with Gzeris HaKosov. This is the whole entire part of the Torah.
They could be dressed, let's say, any fancier than the Kayim.
What about a Melech? What kind of clothing did the Melech wear? It doesn't say anywhere in Chazal what the clothing of the Melech looked like. Don't say anywhere. What did David look like? What kind of clothing did David wear? He did? What does it say? It doesn't say anything. Doesn't say what kind of clothing we have. No. Let me just read the words. Ateret zohav v'sachlich butz v'argamon. Let's see. Kvar pashati eskutati. Over here, I'm reading you the midlekach toiv. Levush malchus ulevush hakohuna ulevush hanevua. Kol achas nikreis kutoines laatzma. Each one, the whole zman shohi beisam l'shkayim hayinu holchem u'makrim. Okay, with over here the lekach toiv. I don't know exactly what for source. Lekach toiv is not a real. Is a real medrash? Lekach toiv.
Yeah, it's a collection.
Okay, so it seems to be saying over here this posse, like Klal Yisrael is being a chocha. I have pashatiti es kutonti. I have removed my cloak, the cloak of kahuna, the cloak of malchus, and the cloak of nevuah.
The only place you see that a navi who had a cloak of
it could very well be that every generation they wore different, there was a different uniform. It's not mistaver that the Levim showed up to work in the Beis HaMikdash wearing whatever was in style. One guy comes in a polo shirt, one guy is wearing everyone has a different off the street, a button-down shirt. It's not Mestaver. Mestaver, there was a uniform that the Levim wore in the Beis HaMikdash. And it could very well be that every Mishmar had its own uniform. Maybe, you know, there were 24 Mishmaros of Levim. Just like there were 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. There were 24, maybe every Mishmar had its own uniform. Like the police department, depending on your status, how many stripes, emblem on your shoulder, how many medals. Yeah, it could be every person, a different station, a different degree of seniority, you wore a different malbush. And it could vary a little bit with every generation they change. Right? Every generation they wore different uniforms. Mistam they just wore whatever they wanted to wear. A Navi also had a malbush. There was a way that the Navi distinguished himself of the other people wearing certain malbush.
All the Navim were saying that he is posh, like Shaw, that's my stare woman. They were all wearing the same
malbush. Well, we do know they wore an ephod. One thing we do know that the Bnei HaNevim wore an ephod. From the big day kahuna, the most complex, which the Torah devotes the most psukim to, is the ephod. The ephod is an extremely complex garment. The other garments don't say anything. What? Yeah, only the Kohen Gadol wore an ephod, but in Navi, in Sefer Shmuel, it's clear that all of the Nevi'im wore an ephod. And an ephod, what was the ephod? It carried the choshen, the urim v'tumim, it had the avnei shoyam. It was a very complex garment. There's a lot of disagreement of exactly what it looks like. In the art scroll, they have it over here. They've elaborated probably the most on the ephod. It's the most complex of all the garments. It was made from multi-colored, six different types of material. It was gold, threads of gold. It's extremely complex. What? I don't know, but it's mashma that all of the Nevi'im, anyone who is a prophet, I was an authentic prophet, also wore the ephod. The Kohen Gadol wore the Shmoyne Begadim, but the Navi also wore an ephod. Okay, but maybe that's really what it alludes to over here, because we do know that there's more of an inyan of a Navi wearing clothing than of a Levi wearing clothing, because it says in Sefer Shmuel, the Bnei HaLevim lavush ephod bot. The Bnei HaLevim were dressed in an ephod of linen. Ephod. So you see here the Lekach Toiv is taking this pasuk. Kutanti is, if you look in the history of Klal Yisrael, the only three that have a clothing is a Melech, Big Day Malchus, Kehanim, and the Levim. Okay, let's now go to. Okay, there are a couple of midrashim. There are a few midrashim which just want to point out. Okay,
Who's speaking here? Loshen Yochid, Peshadati Es.
So we just told you that like it's Rashi and the Targum. Rashi and the Mitzvah says that it's Klal Yisrael is speaking. It's too late for me. It's too late for me to go open the door for you. I'm already sleeping. I took off my clothing. I washed my feet. Sorry, buddy. I'm not opening up the door for you. Go check into a motel. Don't come bother me to wake up. I'm not opening up the door. According to the Targum, Hashem is speaking. Hashem is saying, I'm done with you. I have removed the Shekhinah. I have removed my Shekhinah from you. I'm done with you. I'm not going to restore the Shekhinah upon you. I've taken off. The garment is a code word for the Hashrohas HaShekhinah. My feet is a code word for the Beis HaMikdash. My feet is filthy in mud because the Hadoim Raglav, the Beis HaMikdash is called the Hadoim Raglav.
How are you transferring all this to Nevi'im?
So to Rash, the Targum in the middle says that Hashem tells the Navi, Hashem is telling this to the Navi, I'm complaining about the Jewish people, I'm not going to rest my Shekhinah. It's upon the Navi to restore the relationship. There's a breakdown in the relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and it's the Navi here to step in and to restore that relationship. Okay, there are a few other short things before we conclude. Pashatiti. So the Rekeach. Okay, the Rekeach is big into numbers and Ramazim. He says Pashati means Poshat Tof Yud. Hashem removes, like with the Targums, Hashem removed the Shekhinah after Tof Yud Shonim. 410 years is the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he removed his cloak. He removed his cloak of Shekhinah upon Klal Yisrael. Okay, when the Pasuk is going back in the previous Pasuk, Ani Yesheina V'libi Er, so we discussed two interpretations. Either it means that Klal Yisrael is saying, I'm asleep, but my heart is still awake. In other words, okay, let me just elaborate on the Midrashim, that Klal Yisrael says, and the Medrash says, Ani Yesheina min hamitzois, but V'libi Er from Gemilos Chasodim. And this is something which is very interesting because there are a number of Midrashim that tell us that this will be the Zuchus of Yimos HaMashiach. We know we say in Davening every day, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but the Chasim is Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham. What is the Midah of Avraham? Chesed. What is the Midah of Yitzchak? Yira Shemayim. Avoida. What is the midah of Yaakov? Yira means avoida, davening, praying. What is the midah of Yaakov? Talmud Torah. These are the three essential ingredients of Klal Yisrael. You have to have chesed. You're not here only to sit and learn. You're here in this world to do chesed with people. To do chesed. You're here in this world to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're here in this world to study Torah. So in what zechus will Mashiach come? What will be the chasima? The chasima, it's a timeline in history. The chasima, the geula, will come with the midah of chesed. We're living in a generation today where Torah, we don't have talmidei chachamim like shanim kadmonios. We're not very big into the avoid of tzvila. You don't see people davening the way we should. But what Baruch Hashem in this generation is still is very strong, it's gemilas chasadim. The amount of chesed that's being done in the world by gachenu b'nei Yisrael is remarkable. And that's what Chazal said thousands of years ago. It says the chasima, the geula, will come in the merit of gemilas chasadim. And it's merumas in the Shemona Esrei. You begin with Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Each three are essential. But when you conclude the Shemona Esrei, Baruch Ato Hashem, the first bracha, Mogein Avraham. Hashem says b'chochos from the zuchus of chesed, and that's exactly what it says here in this medrash. Ani yishena. Klal Yisrael here is describing himself in the time of Mashiach. Yimayis haMashiach, when Mashiach is at the foot door. Ribbono shel Olam, what can I tell you? I'm asleep. I'm not very meticulous in mitzvahs. I'm not meticulous in my davening. I'm not meticulous in learning Torah. But one thing I'll tell you, Hashem. The Libi Er, my heart is awake, my heart of Chesed. Libi Er, we're asleep in some respects, but we're awake in one. The Medrash says, I'm asleep in mitzvos, but I'm awake in Chesed, because Chesed is going to be the quality with which the Geula will come. Okay, there are other things. Ani Yesheina, another Medrash, I'm asleep at the switch in regard to bringing Korbanos. Because if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring Korbanos. But the Libi Er, but my heart is still awake in davening. Even though I can't bring the Korbanos, but my heart is awake when Eshalmo Fodim Sefaseinu Kriyashma Tzvila. And in these things which I can't do, but at least in my heart, I'm awake. I can and I'm doing. Uneshalma Farim Sefaseinu. Neshalma, that exactly means Ani Yesheina. I myself am asleep. I can't do it bepoil, but my heart is awake. I attempt to make up for the inability to bring korbanos by davening. All right, we'll leave it with that. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow with the next pasuk, Dalet.